What would it take to persuade Newt Gingrich to step out of the nomination race? We'll talk to his super PAC. Before the voting, the Gingrich team said Alabama and Mississippi were make or break. So is it break? It's Wednesday, the 14th of March. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
And good morning, Celeste. It's a fine day out there. The weather is making headlines, too.
It is beautiful outside. It makes me want to leave the studio, right?
Indeed. Well, we won't before we've told you about Rick Santorum, who has the momentum. He talks like a winner. He's building up his delegate count. But is there any way that he can win the nomination on delegate count alone? We'll do the math with two experts. And later, we will talk to one of Newt's advisors. We'll ask him, what's the point of a Gingrich campaign right now? And what you're talking about, a controversial Texas law blocked by the Justice Department that would require photo ID at the polls. Here's David from Georgia. Hey, Justice Department, they require a photo ID in Georgia. Am I missing something? Well, you're not, David. An ID also required in Indiana, Kansas, and Tennessee. So if you're in one of those states, tell us what you think of that law. 8778, my take. First, let's check the morning's top headlines.
And as you heard, Rick Santorum won primaries in Alabama and Mississippi yesterday. He'll be awarded at least 29 delegates after garnering more than 34 and 32% of the vote, respectively, in Alabama and Mississippi. Here's Santorum speaking to supporters in Louisiana.
In spite of all the odds, all the money being spent, all the establishment being on the other side of this race, you stood with a guy comes from this grandson of a coal miner from a steel town in western Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, second place finishes were not enough for Newt Gingrich to avoid questions about his campaign's future. He says the race is still wide open, and he took issue with the supposed frontrunner status of Mitt Romney.
The fact is, in both states, the conservative candidates got nearly 70% of the vote. And if you're the frontrunner, and you keep coming in third, you're not much of a frontrunner.
Mitt Romney had a disappointing third in both states. He did, though, win caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is meeting with provincial leaders after arriving in Afghanistan. The visit was planned before the weekend shooting spree, where an Army staff sergeant is accused of killing 16 civilians. Panetta says the incident will not derail the U.S. mission in the country. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron got a bit of Americana during the first of a three-day visit to the United States. President Obama took the Prime Minister to the opening game of the NCAA basketball tournament in Ohio.
I'm enjoying it. It's fast. It's pretty fast and furious. It's hard to follow sometimes exactly who's done what wrong.
Yes, that's just like British politics, really.
Yes.
More serious schedule of events today for the two leaders. They're expected to discuss their future roles in Afghanistan as well as prepare for the upcoming NATO and G8 summits.
A strong aftershock has struck near Tokyo. That comes just hours after a 6.8 magnitude quake hit off the country's northern coast and triggered a small tsunami. The Federal Reserve says most big banks are in good shape to withstand another economic downturn. 15 of America's 19 largest financial firms passed the latest round of government-run stress tests.
And that good news must have been a factor in sending the Dow soaring to its largest one-day gain of the year, up more than 217 points. And looking at the markets right now, the Asian markets are mixed. European indices generally in positive territory. Futures are flat. The Dow underway at 13,177. The S&P opening at 1,395. The Nasdaq opening 30.39. That's the highest in more than a decade. And talking politics, here's a listener from Michigan posting to thetakeaway.org. I used to be a Republican back when they wanted to reduce government spending and influence. But once the social conservatives began to hold sway, I find it harder and harder to find Republican candidates worth supporting. Now I proudly vote for Libertarian candidates. So are you a current or a former Republican? Give us your take on the current crop of candidates. 8778. My take, you can post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, now that the primary votes have been cast in Mississippi and Alabama, the candidates will be moving on. So we'll take a look at where the GOP candidates will go next and which voters they'll be courting and how the delegate count is adding up.
Thank you. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.